Well, it's a bit of a bittersweet type of conversation that we're about to have, for myself at least, right now, with former MSUM Dragon men's basketball head coach, now turned Summit League head coach with the University of Denver and the Pioneers' new bench boss, Tim Bergstrasser. Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on that job opportunity, and how are you doing?
Well, I appreciate you, man, and it's been amazing. It's obviously these last 48 hours beyond that have been pretty chaotic, and there's been an incredible amount of support. A lot of people reaching out, and I'm trying to be conscious of making sure I get back to everybody. And so I don't want to say it's overwhelming by any means. It's been real love, and it's been awesome. And I mean, it's been nice to be on campus here at DU, and I know we made the right decision. It's such a beautiful place to be as a university and city. So I could, having my family here with me right now as well, that's made it very fulfilling, and we're really happy. So it's been a process. I got a lot to learn as we're transitioning here, but it's a lot to soak in. We got a lot to work on, a lot to knock out, but I mean, I'm ready to get to it.
And if you're able to just quickly, from the last couple of weeks, because of course, the Dragons, they had that heartbreaking loss at Washburn in Topeka, Kansas, in that region championship of the Sweet 16, until the point where on Wednesday late morning you were officially introduced as the head coach at Denver. What were those three-ish weeks like? How did this job opportunity present itself? And can you just give us a timeline of how the last couple of weeks in this whirlwind of your life have went?
Yeah, it was ending your season is never easy, especially with the team we had this year, man. They're such an incredible group of just young men. They just competed. And that was probably one of the closest teams we've ever had. Just on just a character perspective, you could tell they really cared about each other and they competed hard for one another. So that was special. And that made it hard to end that. And then at that, we kind of had our week of just preparation of, what's the next step for MSUM. And then I saw that this opening was available, and I put my name in the hat, and I didn't know what to expect, but I just knew it was a spot that I've wanted to be at if it were to open up, just being around Colorado in general, and I believed it's a spot you could win. And then after I put my name in, I mean, things happened pretty quickly, to be honest. It's met on like a Saturday with the AD, and it was a Sunday. Phone call on a Saturday. I met with him on like Monday. I flew to Denver on Tuesday, interview Wednesday, and then I was back the next day. And then like a few days after that, met with President AD. And then a couple days after that, it was, I think it was leaning towards being official. And then eventually I got that big time call that we're going to get this done. So it happened quick. There was still a good wait. I mean, they left me waiting there for a while, and I respect that. And got later into the week, but I'm glad that it happened the way it did. It was a great experience for me to grow in an interviewing setting, and they're very diligent in their process. So yeah, it happened very quickly.
I know I had a chance. I didn't have an opportunity to watch the entire introductory press conference, but I got to watch about half of it. And you had mentioned specifically that the University of Denver is a place that has won championships, and you expect that the men's basketball program can get up to that height as well. Myself, knowing that the men's hockey program has won 10 national championships, you can obviously recruit talent to that corner of the country. What was it about that university, what you've seen on campus, what you've seen in administration, that makes you think and believe that you can continue that Division II success up in the mid-majors of Division I?
Yeah, well, I really think we have everything we need here at DU, just on a, well, one, just the city alone. There's so many people that want to be in Denver. And then when I really started to dig deep, and everybody I met along the way of my recruiting, or not recruiting, me being recruited, but just along the interviewing process, that after every single meeting, I gained so much more interest, and I wanted the job even more, because I started to learn more about the university, how they're operating, and I could just tell there's a great sense of professionalism, and it was authentic, and they were going to invest in the men's basketball program. They invest into all athletics. the department cares about all their programs, the university. They're a big time advocate for athletics. So when people like, you know, and that piece care, that's so important to me. Because if they don't, then it's not like a family atmosphere, in my opinion. So as I started to get that vibe, I just felt like it was right. And then I continued to dig deeper on, you know, if I were in the position, how would I sell it? And I just continue to think, it's just, I don't know what young man that's at this level of a basketball player wouldn't want to at least take a look at what we're about here. And then as I got to campus, I mean, walking around the facilities and walking, you know, actually through campus, through all the academic buildings, like it's a big time deal. And I continue to resort back to, I just don't know how, and we're not going to win every battle, but I just don't know how you can't sell this place. And I really believe we're going to be able to bring the blueprint essentially from what we did at MSUM and bring it to DU. Yes, I'm going to have to tinker with a few things, but I really think we could bring in our kind of people that'll just fit DU and how they want to operate. So I love the people so far. They're amazing. The city is gorgeous. The campus is beautiful. Obviously I looked at my office and everybody's laughing at me because I have a beautiful, massive row of mountains right outside my office window. So I was just like, it's one of those pinchy moments, man. Cause it's just like how fast things have happened in my journey. And I mean, I'm just grateful. I'm so stinking grateful. I mean, I've prayed on this type of stuff to happen, and I'm just going to not ever take it for granted. I'm just really going to enjoy it and try to do the right thing moving forward.
And it is such a whirlwind, and it's like an avalanche of things that I'm sure have happened for you the last, you know, 10 to 14 days. Being introduced as the men's head basketball coach, getting that office, having your family out there at this point and working on recruiting with the transfer portal currently open. Has it settled into you quite yet that you are a Division I men's basketball head coach at this point? Or is that something that's not going to happen until come September, October, when you have that first live game?
No, it's definitely settling in. I mean, I really took a step back and told myself, and of course, people I'm really close to, like, you know, truly soak in the moment. And, you know, when I walked into the gym yesterday for the presser, and I was able to sit down there in that front row with my family, and look up there, and you see, you know, my ugly face up on a on a screen there for the introductions. Like, it's like, I really took a moment to just lock in there and just be like, man, like, this is special. And to have my family and my kids there next to me, it's hard not to get emotional for those kind of things. Cause I mean, I do believe I work pretty stinking hard, at least to give myself a chance to compete at a high level. And I do believe we treat people the right way. And I think that's helped us bring in our kind of people that want to compete at a high level. But now that essentially we're done with all the meetings, and I'm going to have so many people I need to reconnect with to get their names down. But now that I'm finally done with all those meetings and the presser and all that, now it's more of like, yeah, it's starting to really sink in of, all right, here's my checklist. There's a lot of things that needs to be accomplished. And we need a lot of work to be done. So now, yeah, I'd say it's still, I don't want to say it's hard to believe, because I'm so stinking grateful to be here. I don't want to be surprised that I'm here, but it's special. I just can't find other special words to bring to light. So, but it'll grow as I get going here, and a lot of new things will be thrown in my face, but I know I'll just adjust along the way.
I can only imagine as to just everything that has been going on as of late. And as you look at this opportunity now, I'm really curious myself. I've seen on social media and talking with people, whether it's you know, it's head coach Colin Nelson from the Dragon women's basketball program, it's different administrators, people of those sorts that have been given those congratulations. What was it like in those final meetings at MSUM when making the decision, informing them of your decision, and that whole kind of exit process with the university at this point as you take this next opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I still need to close that the right way. I mean, I haven't had a great opportunity to go on to campus and, you know, even talk to a lot of people. You know, I've had, like I said, a crazy amount of support, and I appreciate it, let me tell you. But you know, obviously, I made sure our team knew before it was official. That's just out of respect for my guys. And you know, that was obviously a very hard conversation because I love those guys individually so much. And, you know, it'll be tough when I have to go to my office and I'm at the start, you know, packing things up. I haven't even done that yet. You know, I'll be heading back up north here early next week, but I'll have a good opportunity to, you know, meet and talk with as many people as I can on campus. Cause I've built so many incredible relationships on campus since I've been here, you know, 10 years ago. And a lot of those people that I met for my first day at MSUM are still here. So it's a family at MSUM. I've grown close with a lot of people I trust and care about. And it's a bittersweet moment, but I want to make sure I'm gonna try to connect with as many people as possible before I leave. And, you know, still trying to balance out. Obviously I have a very important job to do here, to make sure I fill a roster at DU. But just, I need to make sure, I mean, I'll be in Moorhead, throughout May. So I think I'll have a good amount of time there too. I believe you never know with recruiting, but I'm going to try to jam in as much time to meet who I got to meet and really say a good goodbye.
Certainly. And you had mentioned your time here in Moorhead with the Dragons. I know you spent 9 years as a coach there, a couple of others as assistants and GAs at other universities, but over the last decade or so, 9 of which in MSUM, 6 as an assistant, and then, of course, the last 3 as a head coach. What are you going to be able to take with you that you've learned over this last decade plus of Division II basketball up to Division I in that Summit League?
Well, I just know that there's good basketball no matter where you go. We all know how stinking good the NSIC is. And I made sure that was clear. I gave them a nice little shout out yesterday in our presser, but I don't think there's a good amount of people that understand that. Don't get me wrong, but there's a larger amount that don't get how stinking good the NSIC league is. And I'm not saying like, that's just going to make me ready to rock day one as a D1 coach. Like there's still things I'm going to have to adjust in many ways. And I'm ready for that. Cause that's how I've always done things. But I do know that I believe in my ability to evaluate talent and bring them into a program that fits and then continue to do that with other pieces around them and then put those people together to be successful on the floor. I think we've done a good job of that at my time at MSUM. And, of course, with the transfer portal landscape and what it is, especially in the Summit League, that league gets flushed out every single year with players, and that's just – you know, the era that we're in. So I am okay. I don't want to say I'm okay, but I'm fine with still adjusting to if I have to bring in 5 to 9 players every single year, that's part of what we got to do. And I think I know I'm wired to recruit that way. I can say I'm not a huge fan of it, but I know I could get the job done. But yeah, there's when it just comes to having a sense of humility, a sense of thankfulness, I think a lot of that is what I've learned at MSUM. And then I've always learned we are who we are in a way, in a respectful way, take it or leave it type situation. And we're very, very simple in our approach to how we operate. And that's going to be my plan coming to DU. And I've learned, and especially through working with Chad Walthall, is just winning's hard. Like it is so stinking hard. And especially to do it when you got an expectation of being a championship level team and you have a lot of people trying to take you out. And I'm grateful for the mentors that I've had to make me understand there's so many little things that go into building a program and doing what it takes to win a single game. So I'm never going to lose that mindset. I know I'm going to remain to stay humble in my process. And again, that's just due to the, you know, my upbringing of my family and who I am, and especially the mentors that I've been able to work with as a coach.
I'm going to give you an opportunity in closing. I'm very curious myself, but what would be either a single piece or the biggest, or maybe just a piece of advice that you would want to give to the next incoming head coach and coaching staff at MSUM as to what it takes to be successful at the Division II and in the NSIC?
Well, I just tell them that you're coming to a place that is very invested in athletics and cares about athletics. I think that's the most important. And, you know, it's a big family. The support is incredible. The university as a whole, they all care about each other and their successes. And then it's very important to, you know, understand where you're at with recruiting. And any place you're at is going to be different. The way I'm going to have to recruit at DU is still, I'm going to have to make some minor adjustments just to the type of person I'm recruiting. But like at MSUM, it's not always going to be the, no, obviously it's different levels, but like the five-star type athlete, you know what I mean? It's going to have to be, you know, the MSUM way is just playing tough nose, gritty, nasty basketball, and nobody's concerned about their stats or accolades or anything like that. You do it with class, you do it with humility. You're not worried about any of like the social media buzz and getting caught up in all that stuff. Like it's not nothing individualistic. Like the way we preach doing things together, like there's just so much power in that. It wasn't just a word. There's a lot of meaning behind that. So if you really look at all the teams we've had, it's been like the under recruited. Like, yeah, we've got some guys we really had to fight for. Don't get me wrong, but the Dragon program has been built on guys that buy into just doing it our way. And then you're sprinkling in a good amount of guys that are just tough as nails, and they don't care about anything else but doing what it takes to win and fight for their teammates next to them. So, I mean, the prime example, like this year, I mean, I could go down the list, but like this year especially, is a guy like Will Kinsey or Eddie Benninga. You know, they're just absolute warriors when it comes to it. They don't care about anything else and just doing what it takes to win. So, like, those are just prime examples of what a Dragon-type player is. So it's understanding where you're at. I don't think they should look to change anything. They should look to be who they are as a person and what they believe is right. But there has been a blueprint that's worked at MSUM, and that's always going to be getting the right kind of people in that locker room.
Definitely. And, Coach, I want to say thank you again for your time today, for how gracious you've been with your time and taking time away from whether it's personal time, family time, anything of those sorts over the last handful of years and building this relationship, helping build the program, and wish you nothing but the best at Denver and in the Summit League. And I tell you what, I'm counting down the days until we get that official schedule out so I can come and watch you and your Pioneer squad at the Shack in North Fargo against the Bison this upcoming season. So thank you again. Good luck to you, and I'm looking forward to reconnecting soon, Coach.
Likewise, man. I appreciate you guys. We really do appreciate your love for our university at MSUM and just the support you have for all athletics. I mean, it doesn't get overlooked, man. So you guys do a heck of a job, and, you know, we'll, you know, I'll definitely be looking forward to coming to good old NDSU to play them. It'll be a competitive game, and I know it'll be nice to see a lot of family. So thanks for everything you do.